Rapid population growth in the Mountain West means new infrastructure. Under federal law, potential sites for things like road expansions must be surveyed and possibly excavated to see what's below the ground. As 91.5 KRCC's Ali Budner reports, that means cultural artifacts are often disturbed and destroyed.
I'm standing with archaeologist Rand Grubel on a mesa surrounded by juniper trees. We're just outside Durango, Colorado.
So we're standing in front of a very large pit house from the Pueblo I period.
It's obvious he's pretty jazzed about the deep, wide, circular hole in the ground in front of us. It's about 30 feet across and nearly 10 feet deep. There's a fire pit in the center of an earthen floor and ventilation shafts tunneled into the sidewalls.
We knew right away that it was highly significant, just because of the sheer size of it.
Grubel thinks this particular pit house was probably a center for ceremony or gathering for the ancestral Puebloan people who lived here roughly 1,200 years ago.
We treated the site with respect and a sense of awe.
And it is awe-inspiring, standing inside this space that's held human history for over 1,000 years. But while the site might be awe-inspiring, its newly discovered existence will be short-lived. That's because it's about to be filled in and covered up by a highway, along with seven other important ancient sites on this mesa. Archaeologist Dan Jepson is with the Colorado Department of Transportation. He says they don't have a choice.
It's a fine line.
Basically, they're rerouting a steep, narrow, 1.5-mile stretch of highway that the agency says was too dangerous for the increasing volume of traffic.
This is all about balance between the ethics that I have as an archaeologist in the context of working for an agency that destroys things in the name of progress.
Jepson says over the last two decades, his agency has explored scores of other possible routes for this road to avoid destroying cultural artifacts. But because Southwest Colorado is so full of Native history, every option intersected with potential archaeological sites.
So it came down to looking at the most prudent and feasible alternative for us to get from point A to point B with the least environmental harm.
Just down the road, Sam Mays is visiting the last of the seven dig sites still in progress. He's a member of the Southern Ute tribe and was invited to speak to the archaeologists as part of the agency's outreach efforts. Trucks barreling up the hill behind him are a reminder of the regular heavy road traffic through this area.
You know, after generations and generations of basically exterminating us and getting rid of everything that we believe in, and here we are, picking the scabs of Mother Earth, you know, and wondering why and who these people were. Well, they're us.
He alludes to the human remains the archaeologists found while excavating several of the sites under the proposed highway path.
You know, those are my family's bones in there. Those are what we put in the ground already. We don't have a ceremony to dig them up and put them somewhere else.
He says Native people have had to create new rituals in order to remove and rebury remains like this. Garrett Briggs is with the Southern Ute tribe as well. He's also an archaeologist and an apprentice coordinator for the Native American Graves Protection and Repatriation Act.
It is really difficult for tribes to process and accept what is taking place, and specifically to the unearthing of ancestors and the desecration of ancestral sites.
He is thankful that the transportation agency made plenty of good faith attempts to involve his tribe in the process, even if that involvement didn't include ultimate veto power on the project itself. And he acknowledges some benefits from the excavations.
Any information that we find out about archaeological sites in the Southwest is another step into, I guess, better understanding what past relationships were.
But he says even after digging and mapping and analyzing the architecture and artifacts on sites like these, in many ways, it's still a net loss for tribal communities.
The desecration of a burial or an archaeological site, there's no going back, right? You know, when you have the destruction of a site, it's gone.
Artifacts from these excavations will be analyzed in a local lab and then eventually curated as an exhibit at the Canyons of the Ancients Museum in Dolores, Colorado. Construction on the new highway is set to begin in the spring. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Allie Budner.
91.5 KRCC is a member of the Mountain West News Bureau. Find out more at krcc.org.